Welcome to the Rocky and Meisty Show, presented to you by Juice Duel. Thank you for joining us. I got it in that time. For another edition here of the divisional round preview. Before we begin, remember to subscribe on Spotify, YouTube, Apple, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, we are now presenting to you perhaps a matchup that's been anticipated since the beginning of the season, right? Everyone's like, Chiefs, Bills, AFC Championship game. That's when it's going to happen. Now, seems like we're getting it a week early, but we're still getting it in the playoffs at all its best, all its grandeur. That's the word? Grandeur?
Grandeur.
Did I pronounce that right? Grandeur. At all its grandeur. Mahomes and Allen playing at a high level. Mahomes, you know, sort of creeping back toward old Mahomes, right? So this is such a compelling matchup. Who are we going to pick? Honestly, I came into this podcast having no clue who I'm predicting to win this game. I've been going back and forth. I've heard some great points on both sides throughout the entire week, and I'm sure I'll continue to go back and forth. But I'm going to have to make up my mind within the next few minutes. So let's get right into it, baby. Bills Chiefs. Now, obviously, what we know is that the Josh Allen has – you know, people are going to remember, wow, look what he did against the Patriots last week. The guy was, you know, he was near perfect, right? I mean, he was just these four incompletions, that seven drives, seven touchdowns. The Bills put up perhaps one of the most perfect offensive outputs in NFL history. Forget about the playoffs. It was just incredible. And to do that on Belichick was just something else. But obviously, you know, the highest graded PFF individual game of the season last week, Josh Allen, we know that he's going to not play that well. It's just almost impossible to repeat that two straight weeks. That's obvious. But interestingly enough, Allen's two best games this year are the first game of the playoffs and the first game against the Chiefs, where he was spectacular that game. So this is going to be very interesting. Now, the question is, guys, what really sways a lot of people in this matchup is, what version of the Chiefs are we going to get? We've seen so many different versions of them throughout the year, right? More methodical, dink and dunk type of offense, not as many big plays. We saw that last week, obviously, against the Steelers. In the beginning, it wasn't moving. Then finally, they broke out with a few big plays, some big screens, you know, and it all worked out, and they ended up, you know, slaughtering the Steelers. Question is, Meisty, like, which version of the Chiefs do you think we're going to get, not just this week, but potentially for the rest of the playoffs? Do you think the Chiefs are back to their former selves?
Yes, but that doesn't make a difference to what the game is going to, the outcome of the game. The Chiefs will play themselves. The Bills will play themselves. The answer to your question is that the Bills are going to win because the Bills, the Titans, those two teams in particular, and other teams around the AFC as well, but some of them aren't in the playoffs, but their whole season is circled for the playoff game versus the Chiefs. Everything they built, everything they practice for, everything they do is to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. We saw it earlier this year with the fact that the Ravens, Titans, and Bills beat the Chiefs this year. Now, it was early in the season, some of them. The Titans actually beat them later in the season. But the Titans and the Chiefs and the Ravens, these teams circle this game. Chiefs, this is a team that has been beating us every year for the last 4 years, whatever it's been. We need to get past this team in the playoffs. If it's the Titans next week or it's the Bills this week, the Chiefs are gonna fall because this is what these teams plan for. This is what these teams look forward to. The Bills defense is built for this moment.
Yeah, I mean, I really like Meisty's point about that. The AFC has been running through the Chiefs for the past 3 years. I mean, We all can agree that the Chiefs probably would have gone to the Super Bowl in 2018 if not for Frank Clark or Chris Jones being offside against the Patriots. And like Meisty said, like, they are the target on the back. They are the former champion for the last couple of years. Like, everyone is trying to build their teams to try to beat the Chiefs. But the Bills are coming in super hot with a perfect offensive game. First perfect game in NFL history, I believe. All seven drives, all seven touchdowns, besides the one kneel down at the end. It's crazy. Not even just playoff history, NFL history. This is the most perfect game of all time. So it was an insane offensive output, like Rocky said, against the Belichick defense. But we cannot expect them to be that perfect again. And I know the Chiefs defense isn't as good as the Patriots defense, but they're not going to be perfect again. And the Chiefs aren't the AFC champions the past couple of years because of a fluke. Like, they are that good. They're quite good for a reason. And they still have Patrick Mahomes, who I think is still probably the best quarterback in the league. Josh Allen is making some humongous strides and getting up there in the top five of the ranks. But But my theory, honestly, with the Chiefs is that, I mean, obviously their defense isn't that good, but my theory with the Chiefs is that they're kind of like the KD Warriors. When Durant was on the Warriors, everyone knows they're going to the championship. And obviously football is different than basketball. There's a much bigger sample size with basketball. And so you can afford to lose, you know, more games. But they kind of sleepwalk through the season. They don't care if they're like the one or the two seed, because their talent is going to get them there. And then once they get in the playoffs, they turn it on. And I think we saw that even last week against the Steelers. Like they started off really slow and they didn't score a point. They even gave the Steelers 7 points with that fumble six, trying some weird, wacky, you know, pitches, direct snaps to the running backs and receivers. So they're messing around a little bit. And then they realize they're like, okay, we gotta get serious now. And then they drop 21 points in a quarter on the Steelers defense. Steelers defense isn't that good, but like it's still Mike Tomlin coach defense. So they're dropping 21 points at will. They could do this, whatever. We all know 24-0. They come back and win by two touchdowns, even more against the Texans. So I really think the Chiefs, they turn it on in the postseason. And even against the Buffalo defense, it's going to give them problems, because we saw it give them problems in the regular season when the Chiefs were struggling. Buffalo defense is number one still, according to DVOA. And their offense is a lot better. And now that they have a little bit semblance of a run game besides for Josh Allen's legs, the X factor, besides for just Josh Allen's leg, they have Devin Singletary get going a little bit. And they have Zach Moss a little bit, mostly Singletary. This is going to be the best game of the year, I think. And this is going to be an absolutely amazing game. And I think the NFL got it completely right, scheduling it at 6:30 on Eastern time on a Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, because this is definitely going to be like I said in the previous podcast, what I think is the AFC Championship. And while I could totally see the Bills winning this game, I think that the Chiefs defense will step up, make enough plays. They're not going to stop Josh Allen. They will probably give up at least three touchdowns, but they shouldn't be able to make enough plays, because they're going to run cover two defense as well. Like that, we saw the Bills struggle sometimes with that during this year, where their cover two shell was giving them some issues, and they don't even have like a speedster like Tyreek Hill, but they're going to have the Bills. The Chiefs defense going to make enough plays to stop Josh Allen, and Mahomes is going to be Mahomes and score enough points against this tough Bills defense to help the Chiefs eke out a victory on Sunday night.
Wow. So wait, you're going with the Chiefs?
I'm going with the Chiefs. I think they are still the defending champ for a reason. And I know everyone loves the upstart Buffalo Bills and the storyline of the Bills avenging their loss from last year. We saw Stefon Diggs standing outside watching the whole championship, you know, not parade, but the championship presentation while that was going on, because he wanted to remember what it felt like so he could come back. I'm sorry. I wanted to come back and you're passing the cuff over to me. he wanted to remember what it felt like. And now this is it. This is Sunday night. It's all going down a week early. Like Rocky said, we expected this to be in the AFC Championship, but this is, you know, essentially the AFC Championship, but I think the Chiefs should get it done.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. I wasn't sure which direction I was going to go here. And this is the way I look at it, right? The Chiefs, 64% of their yardage last week came after the catch. That just indicates to me the difference in the way that this Chiefs offense has gone this year, because they've had a lot of yards after the catch, not as many air yards, not as many big plays down the field. You haven't seen Tyreek Hill getting open 50 yards down the field as often. Travis Kelce, just an unbelievable receiver after the catch. And Tyreek Hill also with that speed, Pringle, Hardman, these guys have so much speed. You get them the ball, they can just be so effective and so dangerous after the catch. But man, I don't know, man. Like, you looked at the way Josh Allen played the first time these two teams played. He was perfect. Like 5 for 6 on passes 20 yards or more down the field, 2 touchdowns, over an 158 passer rating, over 200 yards, 5 big-time throws. The man was just killing it in every facet of the game the first time these two teams played. Couple that together with how well he played last week. Like, I'm not expecting Josh Allen to play as well as he did last week, nor as well as he played the first time against the Chiefs, but I'm expecting him to play well. Josh Allen's disproved me time and time again throughout his career. We came on here in a podcast during the offseason asking who's the best of the three, Allen, Jackson, Mayfield. it's been Allen's been just been running away with this title right now. And, you know, forget about just all the doubts people had in the playoffs, did not play well in the playoffs last season. And finally coming out this year and putting on one of the best playoff performances I've ever seen. So this has sort of swayed me to the Bills. And listen, like you said, two deep safety. The Bills can pull off a two deep safety, right, with Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer. Like, those guys are legit coverage safeties. So you take away the big play from the Chiefs. The methodical offense has been working. Like, it used to be you take away the big play from the Chiefs, they can't do anything else. Now Mahomes has adjusted. He's learned. And he's a smart man. And obviously he's been able to, you know, realize, listen, the defense gives you a dump off for 10 yards. Let's take it. The defense gives you a screen. Let's take it. Let's run the ball when we need to. You know, you don't need to get 50 yards in one play, which is, you know, incredibly enough, Mahomes at the talent level of him, at the talent level that he has, and at his point in his career, he still had to learn on the job, right? And he has done that this year. He openly admitted that he had to learn and adjust, and he's done that. So that's the dilemma I have this game. Like, I really think Josh Allen with those weapons, it's going to be very hard to beat them. They match up well with the Chiefs. The Bills built this team for the Chiefs, right? They didn't match up well with the Patriots, and yet they blew them out of the water. They do match up well with the Chiefs, which is why I'm leaning toward Bills here. Maisie, what do you think?
I have the Bills, but and I could give you a good score prediction, which is absolutely probably very low compared to what everyone else thinks. But I want to say this about the cover too, and just the fact that I think a trend we'll see this game is not the big names. You're going to look at, you have to look for the small guys, the guys that aren't, you know, not the Stephon Diggs, not the Tyreek Hills, not the, these are the guys that are going to be taken out of the game by the defense. You're talking the Nicole Hardmans, the Beasleys, these other guys are going to have to step up. If they can't, if those guys aren't showing up, but you saw it last night, especially, I mean, yes, OBJ was incredible, but they went with OBJ instead of like feeding Cooper Kupp like they normally have. They just were like, here, OBJ, you're the number two guy. Cooper Kupp might be out of the game here. Let's just feed you. And they just fed him. But I think that's going to be huge for both the Bills and the Chiefs. And even with the Chiefs having a better team, I think the Bills pull it up just because Josh Allen is on a mission. And so, the score is going to be 21-17 Chiefs. Sorry, Bills.
You're taking a low scoring game?
I'm taking a low scoring game. How crazy am I?
Yeah, you're
going out on a limb.
I would have said flip those scores, 21-17 for the Bengals game, and then the 43 or 41-33 you said for last game. But
the reason I think that these defenses, especially the Bills, this is what they're looking forward to. They are, I mean, remember the Ravens Titans game where the defenses were, I mean, pumped, right? Yeah. Those teams were pumped. And I think this is another game. The Bills are pumped. I think that they're just going to, and the Chiefs are just going to, the defense is just going to have to feed off of the Bills defense. And just, I think that the game's going to, I think also another thing is both teams don't want the other team to get, you know, major, you know, get hot. So I think they're going to both be playing at a slower pace. I think that they're not going to, I mean, I think that the big, right, that both teams are going to look to take away the big plays. So I think we're going to see a much slower paced game and probably not a lot of scoring.
I like the
bold prediction. Yeah.
Juice still background, making it look like the little yarmulke on Mycie's head.
Yeah, I know. I have one. That's the only thing. You can't really see it. I have one, and then it's like a double.
Just in case you were worried. You
know? That's the only thing keeping your head on straight. Because you think that it's going to be a low-scoring Bills win. I like Mycie said about the other guys getting involved, the Beasleys, the Gabe Davis, Pringle, Hardman. That's what I think is actually scary about this this Chiefs offense. What they showed me, obviously, Josh Allen had a perfect performance and they had a perfect defensive performance. But what the Chiefs showed me with getting Hardman involved with four catches, Pringle involved with a couple touchdown catches. Jerick McKinnon, DeMarcus Robinson, even these third, fourth, fifth receivers and their third or fourth string running back getting involved and gashing the Steelers defense, that actually scares me more than Josh Allen being able to throw to Beasley or Gabe Davis, because we've seen them even be more significant contributors, because as Rocky said, they're taking away Tyreek Hill and they're not allowing the big play. They're just getting these quicker passes and getting a bunch of yards after the catch, which is a lot scarier. Like Rocky said, that actually makes me fear the Chiefs offense even more, you know, in a good way that how well they're playing. But Rocky mentioned this before, within the Bengals game, the overreaction from the first wild card weekend. And obviously How can you not overreact to a literal perfect performance by the Bills? Like, that's never been done before. It's a perfect offensive game. Like, that's the equivalent of throwing a perfect game in baseball, but they did it on offense. But I think you're overreacting a little bit. Like, they, in a way, they know Belichick a lot more than they know the Chiefs. They played the Chiefs once already this year, but this was the third time they're meeting him. They know his tendencies. They know he's going to try to do it. The Patriots had some injuries on defense, Duggar and Barmore and stuff. So they're able to exploit that and take advantage of it. But, I mean, obviously they didn't realize that literally everything would work. But they're going to regress a little bit against the Chiefs. And I think that the Chiefs, you know, even if it's one play, if it's one drive, whoever gets that one turnover or that one turnover on downs, that team is going to win the game. And I feel like, Matthew or my bold prediction, Sorensen makes the big play to stop the Bills. But we could see one play.
Good old Daniel Sorensen.
Daniel Sorensen. I don't actually believe that. There's no way. He's going to get toasted at some point. We're going to see that. But
he has a pick six this year.
Yeah, that is true. that was crazy. We're going to see, Chris Jones, maybe he gets some pressure up the middle, got a strip sack. Or Melvin Ingram comes around, strip, fumble like we saw in the Broncos game. Something is going to happen. The Chiefs make one defensive play that's going to help them win this game in a close game that I think is more like a 31-28 type game.
Something I want to point out that Mahomes and Joe Burrow have that, that coolness to them where even after getting pressured or sacked or stripped or picked, they still come back the next play, the next drive, and they stay in the game. Guys like Josh Allen do sometimes fall to that. And I see that what Yehuda's saying. I want to make another point. I also think the Bills' key to victory, I think they have to – it's going to be – here's the challenge. Putting pressure on – this is always a challenge. Putting pressure on Mahomes while still taking away the big plays. If they can do that correctly, they will win the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets me very nervous just the way I've watched the Chiefs this year and just hasn't been the same Chiefs. Even last week against the Steelers, the whole first half, virtually the whole first half until the last few minutes, they were just shut down by a mediocre Steelers passing defense, really. And yes, they did break out, but it was like a 10.5-minute stretch. I think it was 10:30, right? 10 minutes, 30 seconds where they just scored 5 touchdowns. It was nuts. But I just like little spurts like that is not enough to calm my nerves on the Chiefs offense. I've been going back and forth. You guys are both making great points. I can see both sides to this, but I'm going to have to stick with the defending AFC champs and the Chiefs. I do think it's the Bills' year. I thought that initially. I think Josh Allen peaked too much. It's just, it was too much. Like, save some for tomorrow a little situation last week. Yep. And he's going to come back down to earth. I still think he'll have a good game. Like, just because he's not going to play as well as last week, which is almost evident, doesn't mean he's not going to have a good game. It's nearly impossible to do what he did last week to repeat that performance. But, Mahomes has adjusted well. And I think he's a smart guy. He's really that. There was a reason they went on that big winning streak. Yes, some of it was a result of poor competition, but it was also just Mahomes adjusting to the fact that, listen, if I don't have a big play, it's okay to throw a short slant route over the middle. It's okay to dump it off to the running back, to throw a screen every once in a while, even design screens, design runs. These things are okay. And he's learned that, and they've still moved the ball down the field, albeit more methodically, but still effectively as a result. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs also. Over there, Morty, who you got in this game to maybe again tied up? We got 2-1 again. It's gonna be 3-1 again.
Let's see the Bills.
Oh, 2-2.
Bills 2-2. Yeah, I wish I could predict the tie because I have no idea who's gonna win this game.
I know for real,
but
extra points for a tie, Rocky.
Extra points for a tie.
If it was possible in the playoffs, right?
Then you don't see the.
I do have
same
to say though. Go ahead, Yuda.
Okay, sorry. So like you were saying, the same old Chiefs, or not the same old Chiefs, were that they were having some issues. I really think they were not super focused on the Steelers. And in a way, like obviously they weren't mirroring what the Bills did because they're not going to plan out their game. They're just going to try to score points. But like Josh Allen throws 5 touchdowns. He threw a touchdown to an O-lineman because that's when you know you're embarrassing the other opponent is when you're throwing touchdowns to big guys, to fat guy touchdowns. The Chiefs, Mahomes throws 5 touchdowns. I mean, threw a pick, but he throws 5 touchdowns. He throws a touchdown of a fat guy. Travis Kelce throws a touchdown. They're trying to break out all their tricks, whatever. And then you saw right after the in the interview when they're interviewing Mahomes, He's like, yeah, we got the Bills next week. I feel like they already know, you know, they saw the Bills win and they're like, okay, the Bills. And then they played a whole quarter against the Steelers. They're like, oh crap, we need to win this game first to play the Bills. And then they locked. So I think they were definitely looking past the Steelers, and that gave them some issues. And so that is why, like I was saying before, I feel like they can flip a switch. Some people say don't believe that's a real thing, but I really believe that they can. They're like, okay, let's lock in, let's start to play. And then they just drop 21 points like it's nothing. And that's why they're the reigning AFC champion. And that's why they're going to win the game, because they have the ability to just do that and score at will. And not saying that the Bills can't do that, and they're almost at that level, but Chiefs are just above them, should be able to beat them in a wildly entertaining game.
Can't wait, man.
This game is going to be very entertaining. There's an excitement to this game that is – it's so exciting, this game. I know we mentioned it, but this game is so crazy. Like, this is the game we've been waiting for as a football
team. Since the beginning of the season.
Your team in there, right? But as a,
yeah.
Yes. I mean, this is, yeah, I mean, this is, I mean, this is insane. This is the game. This is, it's, we're not excited enough. As the week goes on, obviously we'll get more excited, but this is like, it's so incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be dope. It's going to be awesome. Like I said, since the beginning of the year, we're all like, okay, it's going to be Bills Chiefs and AFC Championship game. Like, it's not even a question, right? And sure enough, they've made it here. They made it to the divisional round, and they are going to be playing each other in the playoffs after all. So the matchup we all wanted. Maybe a couple more matchups we all want in the future, in the coming weeks, right? Rodgers, Brady, and Mahomes, Rodgers in the Super Bowl. We'll see. We want some good quarterback duels, certainly in the future, but we want some good games. That's the main thing. No matter who plays, some good games, man. Like, Wild Card Weekend did disappoint in a lot of ways. Obviously, a lot of that was the 2-7 matchups. Just like you saw, like, they were just outmatched, the 7 seeds, and then the 4-5 seeds, which were supposed to be very evenly matched games, didn't turn out the way they were. So hopefully we'll get some better football this weekend. I think we will, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for joining us, everyone, for this divisional round preview of the Bills Chiefs, probably the most highly anticipated matchup of the weekend, but we still got two more to preview for you on the NFC side of things later on. Thank you for joining us, everyone.